All right, Mark. If you're hungry at all this weekend, it's your own fault because the Tamale Festival starts tomorrow and it goes through Sunday, and there will be more tamales than you could eat maybe ever in your lifetime.
I think, Lauren, you might be underestimating me.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Right. Well, the judges for the tamale competition will definitely eat their fair share. And get this, there is a group of eight sisters who are entering the competition this year. Imagine how many tamales the eight of them are going to make. So I caught up with one of them this morning, Maria Luisa Camacho, told me how she and her sisters got started in this family tradition.
Ever since I can remember, we, you know, watch my mom and her sisters making tamales, and we learn from there. We used to just watch, and you know how kids are. They want to be looking to see what they're doing, the moms are doing, and so we used to do that. And little by little, you know, we started helping out. We would tie them for them and, you know, just get in there. And about maybe 15 years ago, we told Mom that we wanted to make them. And she said, okay, have at it. And she loved them, and she didn't have to make any. So ever since then, we've been making them.
And this is a tradition around Christmas, right? Tell us a little bit about what that is and why these are things that you eat around this time of year.
So my mom and her sisters have always made them for Christmas. And it just became a tradition that we get together a few days before, and we make them. And so now my sisters and I, around November, early December, we pick a Saturday when we can all meet, and then we just make tamales all day. Last year, I remember we made 43 dozen in one day.
Wow.
Yes.
It's not
it
easy
was
to
very
make,
fun.
Right. But it's not easy to make a tamale, right? Tell us a little bit about the process.
So, of course, you have to prepare the masa. You have to prepare the meat because we make them with meat, red chili. And so we do all the prepping, and we also put some veggies in there. We put potato, carrot, jalapeno, and an olive. And when once everything's ready, we kind of make an assembly line, and we start making them.
Oh, wow. So tell me about that feeling, that moment when you kind of unwrap the tamale, and it's steaming hot, and you get that smell and the ingredients and all of those things. That must be like a memory moment for you since you've been making these since you were a kid, right?
Oh, yes. It's incredible. When they're finally finished, we open one up to just to make sure that they are fully cooked. And the smell just, it just brings you to the kitchen, no matter where you are in the house. The smell of the tamales will just draw you. And then we of course, each one tries to try a little bit, a taste.
Yeah.
But since there's so many of us, we sometimes have to open three or four
tamales.
Yeah,
I was going to say you might need more than one. Okay, so have you entered this competition before, this tamale competition that you're going to be in this weekend?
We never have. We always talked about it, how fun it would be. And we just, for one reason or another, we never have tried. And this year, one of my sisters, her name is Leticia, she is the one who called and, you know, found out information about it, and we decided to do it.
All right.
And here we are.
So how many tamales are you making for this weekend?
So they've asked for 24, but we're going to make extras for the public to give them a taste.
How many?
Well, maybe 4 dozen, maybe 5. I don't know.
It's a lot. Okay. And are you excited? Do you think you have a chance of winning?
I am super pumped. I was just talking to them yesterday thinking, okay, we're going to win first prize. And if not, we're going to win second prize. And if not, third prize. But we're hoping. We'll just do what we do and hope for the best.
Do you have a team name or a family name there to enter in?
Well, we decided to call the tamales after my mom since we learned from her. And so they are called Mina's Tamales.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, good luck. Maria Luisa Camacho will be participating in the Food City Tamale Festival this weekend in downtown Phoenix. Maria Luisa, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.